This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador responding to the anti-government protests in Cuba on Monday. The Mexican president saying the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba should be ended to help its people. The demonstrations are the biggest anti-government protests in decades, fueled by anger over shortages in basic goods. López Obrador told a news conference, "The truth is that if one wanted to help Cuba, the first thing that should be done is to suspend the blockade of Cuba, as the majority of countries in the world are asking." Thousands of Cubans on Sunday joined street demonstrations from Havana to Santiago, chanting freedom. Many are also calling for President Miguel Díaz-Canel to step down. López Obrador expressed his solidarity with the Cuban people and urged countries not to intervene in the communist-run country, nor to exploit the situation for political ends. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan handed over his authority at a ceremony on Monday. This comes as America winds down its 20-year military presence and Taliban insurgents continue to gain territory across the nation. General Scott Miller is poised to transfer authority to General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command. The U.S. withdrawal is to conclude August 31st. Pfizer says it will meet with top U.S. officials on Monday. The meeting is to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor is acknowledging it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. This is VOA News. Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 opened at an all-time high on Monday, the opening extending a record run from the previous session, with investors awaiting the start of the second quarter earnings season and a batch of economic data. Pope Francis will attend the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November, health permitting. Scotland's Roman Catholic bishops made the statement on Monday. The bishops confirmed the Pope's presence among other world leaders in a statement on their website. The Pope is recovering in the hospital after surgeons removed half of his colon on July 4th for what doctors said was a severe narrowing of the large intestine. The 84-year-old appeared for the first time in public since the surgery on Sunday. Aung San Suu Kyi was back in a courtroom in the Myanmar capital Naypyidaw Tor on Monday. Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar's now defunct civilian government, she is facing a new round of hearings on corruption-related charges brought against her by the military junta that ousted her from power. Defense attorney Kim Mong Za told VOA Burmese service that Suu Kyi faced three separate hearings on charges of violating the country's natural disaster communications and export-import laws, respectively. During the final hearing, he said it was discovered during cross-examination of the army officer who led the raid on Suu Kyi's house that he did not have a search warrant to conduct the operation. Six unregistered and illegally imported walkie-talkie devices were found in a search of her home in Naypyidaw Tor. A South African court Monday began hearing an appeal launched by former President Jacob Zuma on his lengthy prison sentence in the wake of violent protests against his imprisonment. According to Reuters, Zuma's lawyers asked the court to release his 79-year-old Zuma, partly on the grounds that the Constitutional Court improperly imposed his sentence in his absence. Zuma reported to a prison facility in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal last week to begin serving a 15-month sentence on contempt of court charges. Those charges after he failed to testify before a special inquiry looking into a wide-ranging allegation of official corruption during his 9 years in office, which ended in 2018. Europe's soccer champions have returned home to the ecstatic cheers of Italians. Captain Giorgio Chiellini and coach Roberto Mancini hoisted the trophy high over their heads as they descended from their Alitalia charter flight at Rome's Leonardo da Vinci Airport at dawn. The team was going to be feted officially later by the president and prime minister. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.